The Autobiography of Bertrand Russell, 1872-1914.
This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. Childhood. My first vivid recollection is my arrival at Pembroke Lodge in February 1876. To be accurate, I do not remember the actual arrival at the house, though I remember the big glass roof of the London terminus, presumably Paddington, at which I arrived on my way, and which I thought inconceivably beautiful. What I remember of my first day at Pembroke Lodge is tea in the servants' hall. It was a large, bare room with a long, massive table with chairs and a high stool. All the servants had their tea in this room, except the housekeeper, the cook, the lady's maid, and the butler, who formed an aristocracy in the housekeeper's room. I was placed upon the high stool for tea, and what I remember most vividly is wondering why the servants took so much interest in me. I did not at that time know that I had already been the subject of serious deliberation by the Lord Chancellor, various eminent Queen's Counsel, and other notable persons, nor was it until I was grown up that I learned to know of the strange events which had preceded my coming to Pembroke Lodge. My father, Lord Amberley, had recently died.